the rock station, KLT. Bon Jovi, Wanted Dead or Alive right there. I am Jason, that is Jim, and guess what?
Yes.
We're still here.
We are, and we let the people in.
The people that were knocking on the window are really cool people, and I'm glad we let them in.
Yeah.
We brought presents.
Good stuff.
They did.
So, Sarah and Richard Anderson, welcome to the studio. Who are Sarah and Richard Anderson, you may be asking?
Yes.
I am glad to know these. Can I call you my friend now?
You can call us your friends.
From Iron Fish Distillery.
Yes.
Right by Crystal Mountain, you said?
Yes.
Over
just
in that area.
A couple miles south.
And here they are. Brand new, open, bringing spirits.
Mm-hmm.
Brewing spirits. Distilling spirits.
That's right. And, distilling.
Here we are. Welcome.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for being here.
This is a really cool operation they've got going on here. Talking off the air of what's going on.
Yeah, well, and that's, I mean, it really is a neat setup. So explain what Iron Fish Distillery is. And then I've got some questions.
Iron Fish Distillery is a distillery in Thompsonville, Michigan, owned by our family. It's located on a 120-acre working farm. We're Michigan's first farm distillery. We're a full-line distillery, which means that we make a full line of products, which means all the clear spirits, as well as lots of whiskey that we're barreling. Last year on our farm, we harvested about 25,000 pounds of grain. We'll do about a 45,000 pound harvest this year. And we have a tasting room, a bar. We have a full cocktail bar. So you can come do tastings, tours, have cocktails. We have food trucks.
Bring the family.
Yeah.
We've got lawn games.
So we're a fun place down a dirt road. We're definitely a destination.
Well, it's really cool. I mean, you were explaining what a working farm is. I mean, well, you brought honey.
Yes.
As well as
from their farm.
Bourbon. From their
bees that they have on their farm.
Which is so cool.
It is very
cool.
So,
but let me ask you this. My brain is like going 100 different
Same
miles
here.
An hour and different questions and stuff. So let me ask you, the first thing that pops to mind is when you say you've got all the clear spirits, vodka and gin, and aren't those all made from different grains? Are you growing all the grains for everything, or are you still having a...
So like, all the grain that's grown on our...
made from potatoes, isn't it?
Well, you know, in Eastern Europe, you could travel up and down Eastern Europe, and you would know what region you were in by the aroma of the grain. So you would know you were in the potato region in Poland, or further south in the rye or wheat region. So we actually source a Jupiter white wheat that we use from a farm called the Marksend Farm locally here, and that is what is used to produce our vodka. So our vodka has the aroma of this grain and is really a regional vodka that is unfiltered and
so you can tell
honest.
Much like wines, a true wine connoisseur can taste a wine and say, oh, that was grown in whatever region of France. You can do that with the vodkas?
Well,
the different
grains? You know, I think some craft distillers, and we in particular, want to bring flavor back to spirits. So vodkas tend to be a really neutral spirit. You can get global awards for having a clean, clear, and neutral, almost a tasteless vodka. We've gone in the other direction. So ours is unfiltered instead of charcoal filtered. Ours is unfiltered and honest. And so it gives you, it's really the terroir of the region. And then we actually draw from a 300-foot glacial aquifer, so our water is not city water. Our water is coming from a 300-foot, actually, it's an underground river that's heading to Lake Michigan right under our farm. So we're super happy about how that's changing the quality of the spirit.
Well, talk about this bourbon you brought in, because that's some pretty amazing stuff right there.
That's impressive.
So we're excited because today's the release date of our Tawny Port, of our bourbon whiskey finished in Tawny Port barrels. So Tawny Port is a fortified wine, which comes from Portugal. It's aged in...
So a port wine, like the sweet stuff.
That's right.
Yeah,
so Tawny has more kind of nutty, fruity flavors. Port is aged in... oak cask that have the ability to breathe a little bit. So Tawny's the oxidized color that it gets from the color, you know, the breathing of the barrels.
Okay.
Almost a burgundy color.
Yeah.
So it just has the character. It just has a really nice, fruity, rich, you know, that wine character, but it really balances with bourbon beautifully. This is
yes,
a very special product for us. We're We're super excited about this.
Well, Jim and I just took a sip. I mean, we're not allowed to partake, but we are allowed to test.
I was going
to
say we did.
I didn't actually see it.
So we had a sip, and I got to tell you, I was shocked. I mean, I'm not a bourbon connoisseur by any means.
I like them, but
it was not anything that I was expecting.
No,
I mean,
you can come out to our tasting room to taste it today and all weekend, and we'll have it. But we're also doing a limited release, and in Traverse City, our great friends at the beverage company and Cap and Keg will actually have limited supplies also in Honor and Copemish Family Markets. I understand they're getting a delivery tomorrow.
Very cool.
So so some of this will be released statewide.
Very cool. So you need to try this stuff. I mean, if you're a bourbon lover.
Oh, my goodness.
And even if you're not a bourbon lover. Because like I say, it was not what I was expecting.
No, you expect a little bit more of a burn, a little bit more of a
bourbon,
harshness.
Well, for bourbon, I expect harsh, and this stuff wasn't.
So tasty.
It was a completely different experience.
The best way I can explain it would be a sipping whiskey. Sipping
bourbon. There you go. That's what we were going for.
Yeah, I would call it sipping bourbon because you don't have to slam it. It's so smooth, and it's got so much flavor. The little taste that we had, I was able to sip three or four sips out of it.
You keep bringing up wine, and I mean, I got that. It was a very...
Yeah.
The mouth feel. Does that make sense? If I say it felt like I was drinking wine.
So this bourbon has a high rye. So bourbon is 51% corn, but this has a 38-39% grain mash in it from rye, and that rye really is spicy, and it really picks up the character of the tawny port grape. And the oak from the barrel and a little of the caramel flavor and the little vanilla coming out of the wood as well.
The color alone is really fantastic.
Amazing.
I mean, it's deep, rich.
So when are you guys going to come and visit?
Today?
What you got going on after 10?
Yeah.
We're out of here at 10.
We're there for you. Come on.
we open in noon. We're open till 10 o'clock at night. We've got music all weekend. I think it's some of the music. We just had Benjamin James out last.
Very cool.
I think they've been here.
They have.
So we've got music every weekend, and you can check on Facebook or Instagram or our website for details.
Very cool. So did we cover everything, or is there more to say?
There's always more to say,
but we're so happy to be here, and thanks for your
Remember, it's a family experience, and just follow Google Maps. It is leading you in the right direction. You might feel slightly lost because this is a farm off a dirt road. We didn't build this on a highway to attract tourists. You have to be kind of serious and interested in the craft of spirit production because it takes a bit to find us, but we're just 2 miles south of Costa
Mountain. Is there some signage, though?
Yeah. There is.
Get them out there?
Pure Michigan signs.
And then tell me about Iron Fish. How did you come up with that name?
So the Iron Fish is actually for the steelhead that run the Betsy River behind the distillery.
Nice.
That's one of the things that in literature steelhead are often called, because of that fight. Mm-hmm. And we like it because steelhead return to their home river every year when they spawn.
Mm-hmm.
So that's us. We're returning to the area that my mom was from and bringing this farm back to life.
And returning spirit to its origin, trying to bring flavor back. You don't have to buy global. You can buy local.
That's very important.
So give them a shot. Give them a taste.
Definitely. You will not be disappointed.
Or swing by. I know the Bevco is right here by the radio station.
Yep.
Or the other ones that you mentioned. Ironfishdistillery.com. That'll have the names of where they can purchase. So try the new bourbon. Try anything. I want to try some of the other stuff now.
Come on.
Yeah. So see you guys out there. Thanks.
I'm looking forward to it. All right. We've got brand new friends.
Yes, we do.
And we're going to keep them close.
Yes.